suffering. What about hoidu b'mikvah kakoi? I admit that half the house belongs to you, also potter. Because the demoted rictus is in the karka. What will be the mikvah kelim? I admit that half the furniture belongs to you, and half is mine. Then chayiv. What's called the demoted mikvah in kelim? Now, why you put here in the ratio only time of the kelim of kakoi? Because he's asking for karka, which is a lav bashvua. The karka lav bashvui. That's why you put it, if you admit to karka or your coffer in karka. The hebor and the of karka is nothing for shvua. Mashmallow, hakeinu the kelim, give you the kelim of the kakos, but I ask you for two different objects. I ask you for wheat and for barley. Two different things like kelim of the kakos, then chayit. Then if you would admit to one to the chitim, you'd be chayit and might have mixed up. Even though they're two different kelim. So it's a kashan and yechim. Here you see, two different, right to Shmuel. Two different kelim, yechayif. So Moses says, no. Who had been the family of the little bit of play? The afili kelim of the kelim mami potter. Could be like a yechim. If I ask you for chitim and for serim, and you admit to one of them, that's called haidor to one taina, but to the other taina that you've been caught out, there is no haidor at all, you're potter from the shvua. I have said, what does the Mishnah say, karka? What does our Mishnah put the case? But ask about karka. Karka you do not swear anyway. I tell you like this. Chamashbura and the Chiddush of the Sefer. That the Chihoida the Mikzas Kelim. Again, in the case where I say this house and the furniture belongs to me. And you admit that half of the furniture belongs to me and half you're denying. So such a case that you have to swear upon the furniture, the Chiddush is Chayiv Atala Kakois. Once I make you swear, you have to swear to me on the karka also. Even though mechatchilu is no shvur karka, but there's a gilgul shvur. Once I have you swearing anyway, I could put in karka also. That's the chiddush. That's why the Mishnah says karka. So Moses says, so what are you telling me? My kamashmalan, what is our Mishnah teaching us then? The Chal of Zekikin, the Mishnah teaching us that once you have to swear to me anyway, I can also drag along a shvur upon karka, Tanima. This would have plenty of places in Bab Mitzir and Kedushin, we learned this already, the cloud. Of Zekikin, Esan Echosim, Shreshta Machlais, we could drag the man, a Shvu upon Karka, Lishad Alayim. In a case, we have to swear to me anyway. For a different reason, because of the mode that makes us on the Paltlim. Or any other Shvu, you have to swear to me, I have a right to the Zekikin. I could drag the man to make you swear to me on the Karka also. So we learned this Kiddush in the other places. Why does the Mishnah have to repeat it? And the word karka. So we'd be mashma not like that. But it's only because the karka that you put up. The two kelim should be chayit. Smur says, no, I tell you, ha ikr. Our Mishnah in Shvius, this is the Masecht about Shvius. Here is the ikr halacha of Zekikim. As in Masecht of Shvius, it has to say this chiddush. So we could draw the law of the Shvua upon karka. But Hahi, the other places in Bab Mitzir and in Kedushin, Agav Gor and Aspa, they were just dragged along. Since there had to be talking about a Shvua made a mitzvah, it dragged along this Chiddush that on Karka, sometimes also we could drag along the Shvua. But it would not be sufficient just to say, we have a deal in Kedushin, and we leave it out here in the Masechta Shvuas. Here the Ikka Masechta is about Shvuas, the Mishnah has to put in this Chiddush of Zekikin. That since once you have to swear on the kelim, you can also put the shvur upon the karka. So far that was the memory of the shame of Yochanan. Three holds your chayiv. But your potter. Your potter from the shvur. Torn or chitim, soyim, hoidim, and yachazman, your potter. The other one says the opposite. Rabbi Chiya bar Abam Rabbi Yochanan. He says also the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Says it come out with Samarayim, Achoyka Samarayim, exactly what did Rabbi Yochanan say? But he said that Rabbi Yochanan said, "Tornu chitim masorim." The case of Reuben asked Shimon for two things: I gave you a bundle of wheat and a bundle of barley. For hoydim al diachas mi and potter. Here his gift, the name of Rabbi Yochanan was that you potter. Rabbi Yochanan agrees with Shmuel that you potter, and he learns the Amr of Yitzchak Yasher. it's a question. Rabbi Yitzchak before said Yasher, and the Chayim of Yochanan you said before Rabbi Yochanan tonight. Rabbi Yochanan before he said it's Chayiv. Before you say Yochanan said it's potter. And here he's saying it's chayus, it's a spiro. What's going on here? Before we had a name of Rabbi Yochanan that you're potter from the shvur. And here Rabbi Chiya bar Abba is saying a name of Rabbi Yochanan that...
But no, the other way, before the time, here is potter.
Before we said Chavre, there's one before Shmuel and Bechayim. Before we said the Bechayim agrees to Shmuel, that you be Chayim, right? And here you say now you're Potter, so it's a stira. What's going on here? What did the Bechayim say? So what's so true? I'm a royal name and I'll leave it to the Bechayim. So my friend said, I'm a royal exactly. What did the Bechayim say? The Bechayim gave a shir, he said something, and two Tamidim came out of the shir, and one said, I heard him say Chayim, and says, no, I heard him say Potter. That's where my friend started. So the Machlokes and Rambam exactly what did Rabbi Yochanan say? That call upon him according to this Gersa, Rabbi Yochanan says, Potter. Is so now all the proofs before we wanted to bring become questions now. Unless you're a question on Yochanan, how could you say Potter? Aye. Toshima says the Mishnah, Torah, Nuchitim, Hodler, the same Potter. That's why you're Potter. Because it's not the Minah Taina. They're Shimon Mechayiv. So now, Taina, the Torah, Nuchitim, Hodler, the same. Why are you Potter? I mean, because all these questions now are proofs to you. Before they were questions, now they become proofs. The Mishnah says the case that you're Potter only because I asked you for Chitim, not Serim, and you admit back to Serim. That's why you're Potter. Mashma Chitim Serim, but if I asked you for both, for Chitim and for Serim, and then behold the Rabbi Yechonon, you would agree to one of them, Chayiv. So it would be a proof to Rabbi Yechonon. They would consider the first time now like one.
It would be a proof.
It's a question, right? Now that we're saying Potter, it's a question, right? Here the Gersa says it's a Potter. It's a question. Chul b'nashmi should be chayiv, as we should consider it like one big timer. So the Gersa says, no, there's no question. I'll tell you really who I've been the same halacha would it be that you're Potter, the Yafilu Chitim Yisrael Nami Potter. That the Maitz has considered two different timers. I'm asking you for barley and separately for wheat. And therefore, you admit to one of them. And the other one, there's no Hador, there's only a Kfira, that's not considered by the Mixas, really a Potter. If so, why does the Mishnah only say Chitim and then you admit it to Serim? For the Tari Hochi is the Adiyah of Rav Gamliel. He wants to teach us how strong Rav Gamliel holds. But even in such a case, still you're Chayiv. He does not need any type of Mimin Hataina. Tosh Makarish, another question. It says, Tornu Kelim Kakreis. I asked you for two things, for the house and for the furniture. Why did the Kelim look for the Kakreis? Kakreis look for the Kelim. Potter. How did the Mixas Kakreis Potter? The Mixas Kelim Chayiv. Time more the Kelim Kakreis. Only because there's Karak involved, the Karak Alav Bashvuhi. That's why you Potter. Mashmo, Kelim, the Kelim, Dimmi, the Kelim Kakreis, Chayiv. But I asked you for Chitim and to Serim, and you would admit to one, Mashmo, you would be Chayiv. So it's a Kashmir of Yechonon. Someone says, no again. Who I didn't really like to tell you, answer you back. The Afilu Kelim, the Kelim Nami Potter. No, Slav Dafka as Karka, because Slav Bnei Shvua. Any two Kelim, it's not called the Minat Taina. You'd be Potter. If so, what does the Mishnah say? Karka again. Borka Mashkan. The Chiddush is to Adob the Mixas Kelim Chayiv Afal Kakoyis. That you could say Zekakin. If so, Mike Mashkan again Zekakin. That you could drag along the Shvua and Karka because of Metalim. Tanina, we don't just already one time. Zekakin if an achosim shesh to machlayis, the shav aleim. We could drag a shvua onto karka if you're swearing someplace else anyway. The answer is, ha'ika, here the Mishnah shvuas is the main place. It has to be learned here. Ha'hi, the place over there, but Messiah and Kedushin, agav gronach, they were just dragged along over there. But it has to be learned here in the Mishnah Mesach and shvuas, it has to be learned as chiddush of Zekakin. That's why our Mishnah picks a case of karka. He asked the question of Rav Chiya bar Abba that he learned of Yechon and said, Yepoto. Sounds like this. Toanu shor v'hoideloi b'seh. I say I gave you a shor of mine and give it back. And he says, no, it wasn't a shor, it was a seh. Real seh, a sheep. V'hoideloi b'shoi, I admit that I owe you an ox. Poto. In this case, Yepoto for Neshua. Why? Because it's not called b'minataina. I asked you for sure, and it's there, two different things.
So in this case, it's considered like a
permanent action. Right. Toanu b'shor, let's say I asked you for both. I said that I gave you an ox and a seh. For hoy deloy b'yechonem, and you admit that you owe me one, chayiv, so clearly it's considered a mitzvah niksas. So it's a kashin of chiba rabbi, and let the name of Yechonem, that you potter. See, it says back, omalei ha'mani of gamlili. I'll answer you, this goes according to the gamlil. That you do not need miminataina. That's why when I ask for both, are you chayiv? So I said, no, this can't be. It's first what Avmini was. Even Rabbi Gamliel, then look at the ratio. I feel the ratio nami.
The Rashi says clearly here that if I only asked you for shor, and you admit to me you owe me a seir, you're proper for the shvuah. But according to Gamliel, even in the Mishnah of Torah Nuchit and Vodla B'Sarim Yechayiv. So according to Gamliel, in this case, also you should be chayiv. So this price can't be going according to Gamliel, it has to be going according to the Rabbanim. That even though Torah Nuchitim, Vodla like B'Sarim is potah, but when I ask you for both, for the shor and for the seir, for chitim and for sorim, and you admit to one, it's called a haidor b'mitzvah sataina. So what's the kashan of Chia? So he answers, Ela rav amani admon hi. We also had a similar case in the Mishnah, that was admon talocha. Admon before said, if I ask you and say I gave you barrels of oil, and then later you admit that I only took barrels and not the oil, so admon says, yechai v'shua moed v'mitzvah. The Chum over there said, you potter, because when I say barrels of oil, I do not mean barrels, I mean mainly oil. Adam says, no, true, you mean both. So what? He means both. He means to say, I gave you a barrel, and I gave you it's full of oil. That's what I mean to ask for two things back. And you admit that you owe me the barrel, so why Yechai Vishu, according to Chia Barabba, should be potter? And when my Admon, he's a Tana, he holds no. Admon holds that even in such a case, Yechai. So it's not a kashan, it's a moira, it's a name of Yechanan. True, Admon says Yechayiv, but it's Rabbanan argue on Admon. And we know that Rabbanan, that's also potter, that's not called the Minataina. So I said, Afilu, who not Admon? For Lord Dukhui, I'm not just pushing Lord Dukhui, Matkinuloch, El Talmud Orchu, the Tisha of Yechanan, that Amani Admoni, of Yechanan himself answered this already. Don't ask me a question why I say potter, that goes according to Admon, it says there Yechayiv. Now, Omer Rav Anan Omer Shmuel, Torah no chitim. A little different halacha now. I asked you for chitim, and I'm about to ask you for serum also. So the guy is smart. And the kod of the hodla the serum. Before I get a chance to say out the word serum, you come and admit to me that you owe me serum. So far I only asked you for chitim, and you admitted to serum. There's no chiyuv shvuah. But if you would have waited another second, the guy would have said you owe me chitim and serum, and now you agree to serum. It's moed mikzas. So what do we do here? So it depends. In Kimar, if we see this guy is a trickery guy, and we know really know he knows what's flying, and he just did this to free himself from the shrua, chayiv, we don't let him get away with it. We say, no, you're too smart for us, and wait a while, he's about to ask for serum also, and now we consider it like you're made to mix us, you have to swear. But then, b'miskazayin pot, if the guy was innocent, he didn't mean it, henechanami, l'maisa, you said chitim, and he was innocent, he said, no, it wasn't chitim, it was barley. So Maisa, you admitting to the Bali, and so far there's no mitzvah, so we do not let him finish and say, I meant to ask you for Bali also. It's too late. You'll be parted from Yeshua. So there's a chur, be a hot shot at the paskin. When you come to Bezin, the Yoram have to look into the person and see exactly what he meant, what was in his kavano, or be a hot shiloh here. Exactly what did the person mean?
Unless you were the lane then,
this is your case a little bit. The Yomer of Onan, Omer Shmuel. Tornu, no, you're not case it. Or tornu shtei machten. I say you owe me two needles, two machten, simple needles, worth my half, worth my nothing. For I do I biyachz and he agrees to one of them chayiv. You chayiv, even though it's not a tiny of shtei kesef. So only you should have put it here. Why? Lefigach yotzu kevim. Therefore, the person says separately kevim or kesef, kevim separately lemashen. Any type of a kli is a double choshev. Even though it's only worth a shavakuta, two machtin, two needles, let's go to Taina. Now, Omar Rav Papa, Tornu Kevim a Pruta, Vahoyda the Kevim, for cost of a Pruta, Pruta. If I ask you for Kevim and a Pruta, and you admit to me that you owe me the Kevim and you cough on a Pruta, you're Pruta, because it's a right to Rav. You need a Kfir, a Shtei Kesef. What's going to be Hoyda the Pruta, for cost of the Kevim, Chayiv? So, Chodah Karav, in one place he owes like Rav. That you have to have a kfir with shtei kesef. And when the kfir is only in a pruta, you're pata. For chata kishmuel, that even though the chura, it's two separate things. I'm asking you for kalim and for pruta, the two different tainas. Still, if you admit to one, it's called the might of a mixas. So, chata kishmuel, the yama ton, uchitim serim, the hoyt of yachazem is chayiv. So, the riot is tishmuel, the chayiv. And, so that's it. And the other loch, he owes like Rav, you need both things, both halachas. Yeah, that's Memo Mabez, yeah. First of all, the Mishnah says, Monali biyodach, Eloch biyodi potter, Al kaifer akhil is potter.
I come and say that you owe me $100, and you say I owe you zero, nothing. The Mishnah says you're potter from a shvua. So the Omer Rav Nachman says, O mashbi anoy say shvuas heses. But midrabbanan though, even a kofar kol has to swear. Midiraisa you're potter midiraisa, you have to be a moedib mikzas. Means we have to see some substance for the doubt that maybe he's telling the truth when he asks for 100. If I agree to 50, I agree to part of your taina, it shows that what you're asking has some truth to it, so you have to swear. But if you're a kofar kol, you deny the whole thing, we do not see that midiraisa. Midrabbanan though, still you have to swear. We'll soon see why. Rashi says, Heses means Lashin Shuma, Shishon Chon. The Chon valued, made a valuation here that Shashua, that you should swear. We'll soon see why. My time, what's the reason? Because there's a Chazokah, Einodim Tovei Yelim Kein Yeshloi. Like here, you went to Besdin, you went to be Tovei, you went to ask the person that you owe me $100. And people do not do this unless there's some emissary. So most probably the person's asking you, there has to be some truth to it. So it makes at least a doubt midrabbanan, therefore the rabbanan wants you to swear. Whereas the other rabbi, just the opposite. Chazoka einodim meis ponim lefnei bal choyvoi. There's chazoka that a person will not deny it. If it was really true that you gave me the $100, there's chazoka I cannot deny it in front of your face. It's not nice, it's a chutzpah. You did something nice to me, you lent me the money. Now I'm going to be kofra koil. So that should be a reason to believe me when I say I owe you zero. And there should be no doubt. So why do you have to swear? Samura says no. Mora says, Ishtemuti Yodukom Ishtamatle. For this answer, that it's a oza, it's a chutzpah, to answer back, no, what he means to do is not to lie. He just means to push him off. As if to say, Sovri thinks in his mind, Adehevali Operanile. Now I'm broke. Next week I'll get my paycheck. So now I'm saying I do not owe you, so you cannot do things to me today, but I have in mind to pay you back next week. So therefore I'm not really lying. That's my excuse why I'll say no. Really, there's the chazok and not the neis. I can't deny what you're asking for. But my excuse is, I'm just pushing you off, and I have that to pay you next week. So therefore, the chum said nothing doing. Since the person is asking for the money, there's a svara he's telling the truth, therefore we want you to swear. And Teda bring a proof of this svara. The Yom Rav Idi Barav and Yom Rav Chizda. HaKoifa B'Milva Kosher. If somebody denies, I say I lent you $100, and you deny it, kosher li'edis. We do not say you're a total liar, but we say when you say, no, I did not take the money, all you meant to do is just push off the payment, but not that you're a real kofa. Therefore, we say you're still kosher liedis. Mashenkin b'vikodon, kosher liedis. But if you deny that I did not give you this object to watch, and you have the object right now, and you're denying it, that's called a kafron, that's called a liar. You're not just pushing it off, you have it in front of your nose. Why are you keeping it? Because you want to steal it. That's like a kfiras mammon, there you call it posuliatus. So see this svara, if you kofa b'milva, if I say I lent you money, and you say no, you did not lend it to me, you're not a total liar, you're not called a kofa, you're not called posuliatus, because all you mean is just to push it off. So that's the svara midrabbanan, if so, we do not want you to push it off. We want you to swear now whether you owe the money or not. And since you'll have to swear, most probably then you'll admit that you really owe it. Now, Rav Chavivi Masniya Sefer. Chavivi learned this halacha from Nachman on the Sefer. That it says like this. Now, Rav Chavivi Masniya Sefer learned this chiddush on the Sefer. Says in the Mishnah, Monali biyodach, you owe me $100, I gave you $100, you have of mine. Amalai hein, yes, true, I owe it to you. Lamacha tomorrow amalai. So Reuben says to Shimon, Tanuli, no, give it to me. He says back, you know what, Nasatlach, I gave it to you last night, in your dream I gave it to you. So Pata. The Meister is Potter. Why? Because he's Kofra Koil. He's saying, no, I paid you back, and we have no proof he did not pay back. He's a Kofra Koil. On this now, the Yomar Rav Nachman Yishino Mashbi Noise Shvu Seses. But Midrabbanan Dol evaluated here that we have to put a Shvu upon him. We have a doubt, maybe he's holding back. We want him to swear. So, like this Man de Masniya Resha Kol Shchena Sefer. For sure, in the Sefer, you have to swear. Rashi says, To Oide Lay a Love, Vika Dirad Mamaina. And the Sefer is a little more of a doubt, because first I admitted that I owe you the money. Just the next day he's saying I paid you back. But since yesterday, when you asked for the money, he admitted it to you, so that the drawer of the we see something is fishy, like we know clearly you lent the money. So in the Sefer, for sure you have to swear. So the one that says you have to swear on the ratio, Kol Shechen in the Sefer, you would have to swear. But just according to the last, according to the Chaviva,